Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Did he get pissed when you forced him to watch the movie he didn't want to watch?
When he started to throw the tantrum, I said...
About the movie.
I said, are you mad about not having $20 or are you mad about the movie? And that stopped him in his tracks.
Make him think.
And then he says, well, I'm just a baby. I don't have any money. And I said...
He said, I'm just a baby? That's funny. Usually, I consider myself being an older dad as a bragging right that I like to talk about it, how it's been wonderful. Nothing has made my life better. I do agree with that. However, this morning, it was tie my shoes. My shorts don't fit. I forgot to put gas in the car. That came from my wife, which was great. That adds that time, you know, when the car comes back.
Oh, so Michael needed his shoes tied, not you.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
No, I thought you couldn't bend down.
Thank you.
You know, we spend our money wisely.
Yeah.
You know, I don't do drugs. I don't do gambling. I don't do whores. You know, we go on vacation.
That is, no one can pronounce that word like a New Yorker. No one in the world can say the W-H-O-R-E word better than a New Yorker. It is
your sister's a whore. You know,
all that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show from Oak Island, North Carolina, Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, Corona, California, Manitowoc, Wisconsin, Conway, New Hampshire, and Kalmar, Sweden. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. We're glad to have you along. I'm filing something, so just bear with me here.
Is it a nail?
No, I'm filing something into my computer.
How do you
today's
file?
Show, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay.
That's
people
what I'm
use
doing.
Filing in different ways. Like Charlie Burney, when he says, I'm filing that, I know that to be, that he's putting that in the trash.
Yeah.
Right?
I could go back probably and find in my computer almost pretty close to every show we've ever done, outline of every show that we've ever done, which is absolutely
a great coffee
useless.
Book.
I mean, it would be, no, it wouldn't. No.
A coffee table
if
you, book?
If we don't give it value, who is?
I've saved.
I don't know why I do it. There's absolutely no reason for me to do it.
I've saved every element of every audio vault that we've ever done.
And that's useless too.
You're probably right, but I can bring it up by
you could take. You could put a sound like in the back in the show,
right?
And go back and look at that. But you know, when I by the way, they're crib notes. They're not. It's not like a bit is.
That's true. You know, if
out.
You were to look at something from 2 years ago, one sentence probably wouldn't make much sense.
Yeah,
to
but
you.
If you went back
absolutely.
To
absolutely,
Joan Rivers has all her jokes on index cards. That's worth a fortune.
Those are jokes. Those are great. Those could be used, even though some of the stuff that's timely for the day is not that good.
That
I've had a day today.
I
might get to it later in the show. It just was one of those days where this is one. I always talk about how great it is to be an older father. This is a day where I will say, you know, I was tested a little bit today. I was tested. I can feel it right now. Just the energy flowing back into my body. Because right before the show, I was just kind of going, like that. Because it was just, wrung out.
Does it have to do a little bit with the heat, do you think?
No.
Timing or the cognitive work?
It was time. It's doing stuff. It's everybody.
Things.
It's everybody doing stuff. Everybody having to do their work. Everybody having to do their get the young man to where he needs to be. Traffic down here right now. It's hot. But you know what? Let's do something fun. Right at the beginning of the show, instead of our useless, meaningless bitching, let's talk about food.
I love
it. And let's bring in one of our real P1s. His name is Blair Christine.
Nope.
He's from Brooklyn. I'm sorry, Paul Blair Christine.
Yes.
His friends call him Paulie. What is this? What is this?
I love the intro.
It's Puccini.
Okay, Puccini. Paulie is a New York City bus driver with 30 years of service. Yes, that deserves, for those who serve, a nice round
That's
of applause.
Right.
He will be retiring at the end of the year. He is a longtime fan of the show, dating back to the WNEW days in New York City. Today, he will be discussing food from a variety of joints in and around New York City. And anybody that follows Paulie Christine on... are we going to bring him in now?
Yeah, we're waiting. Just That's why I gave you the thumbs up, Pony.
Who's doing that? Who's supposed to do this right now?
Pony.
This is f***ed up every time because it's handled by a man that is timid and non-assertive.
You yelled at me the last time because I let them in early.
Pony, when I give you a thumbs up.
Yeah, okay, good.
Thumbs up.
There he is. He's Pauly. Pony, it's not. I'm sorry. Pauly, just give me a second here. Pony, it's the furthest thing. It's intuitive. How many shows have you sat through?
Mike, let's not let him ruin our time together.
God, right. Oscar, have a chat with your boy.
I will.
God. Hi, Pauly. How are you?
I'm never, ever full.
You look good. That's a good shot. I like your backdrop there. I like Raging Bull.
You see, you got like Goombas.
Oh, you got Serpico. Oh, first R-rated movie I ever saw. Serpico. Snuck in to see Serpico. And there's a scene.
Problem. I got my boys right behind me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got the boys there. Hey, come on. Forget. Pauly has been really, really active on social media for a long time. We've poked fun at Pauly. Pauly's poked fun at us. Pauly has done promos for the show.
Yeah, yes.
He's a wonderful supporter of what we do.
Blair.
We know about his pool. He's very active on social media. I don't know. I couldn't tell you why I see everything that he ever posts, but I do. And I think it's because I don't like a lot of posts online. I don't do that. But I look at a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think my computer knows that I stop and visit almost every time Pauly posts something because it always interests me.
Well, because you smell it on your phone.
I smell the food.
Didn't the guy from Facebook come by your house and say, "It would be very unfortunate if you didn't like this post"?
I don't understand why you're not supporting the posts that are being put up there.
I don't see a like.
So, but more than anything, would it be safe to say, and we'll get into the ABCs of you, because I find you absolutely fascinating because you are so passionate, it seems, about almost everything you do. You love KISS and you're passionate about it. I think you've slept on their tour bus or something like that. You're passionate about going to great Broadway shows. You're passionate about your music. You're passionate about your record stores. But above all else, you are one of the best food posters that I have ever seen online. You post food, whether it be out and about around New York City or when your lovely wife and you. I know we found that out one time that she's the one that cooks all these home cooked meals for family and has people over. Food is your numero uno. You love to post about food.
Equals socializing.
Right.
That's what it comes down to, you know, having people over or going out to dinners, you know what I'm saying? Because if it's not that, it's me and her watching TV.
What I found really charming is over the weekend when we were setting up this call, on Sunday we were going to do a Zoom test, and we couldn't do it in the afternoon because you went over to your Aunt Mary's. Was that a big family get together?
It's always Sundays, no matter what. There was four of us this time. Normally it's like 12 to 15.
Wow.
Nephew's getting married next Saturday, so that other part of the family's doing dress rehearsals and all that stuff, you know.
Wow.
We're gonna cover a lot of stuff, and you're gonna focus mostly on the Brooklyn area and a little bit of Jersey, which is your hang. Is that where you're going out for food?
What? I wouldn't recommend anybody nowadays with Manhattan. Manhattan's a jungle at the moment, and I want our precious P1s to be going. It's a war zone. You know?
Why is it a war zone?
Well, you're obviously not reading the news or watching everything. Washington Central is not what New York Central is. Is people are getting beat up, people getting shot. It's a mess.
That's propaganda.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway,
my daughter,
who's in the thick of it,
who was in New York for a good chunk of time. The play didn't pan out that she was working on. She had a problem with the production and the director and all that. And unfortunately, I was very, very upset for her and very sad for her. She's back in L.A. now. She told me way back when, a couple of months ago, she said, "Dad, just be aware, it's not the New York you remember." I said, "What are you talking about?" She said, "It's if you come in." She was citing specifically down around Penn Station that it's gotten really really weird down there. And I think about Penn Station and coming in on the train and, you know, getting off. It was crazy. And there were, you know, there were a few people around that would be, you know, you'd look sideways at them and they'd look like maybe they might be trouble or crazy or something. But now you're telling me it's really, as a New Yorker, you're telling me that Manhattan is really problematic.
Yeah,
and is this really true, or is this your right wing radio when you're listening? Yeah. Is this your Curtis Sleaway that you listen to?
What's going on? Nah, stop and frisk.
Well, listen. Politics aside, we can use a guy like him because he knows the streets more than any other politician going.
Here we go. Now we see it.
No, listen.
It doesn't go by party. I go by the person. You anti-vaccine, Christine?
So what is the what as a New Yorker? What did you say?
Anti-vaccine, Santana.
Paulie's vaccinated. I followed that on social media.
Well, the city
too.
Made him do it.
Yeah, Paulie, is it true? I heard that if you go down to Times Square, that Elmo is carrying a knife now. Is this true?
The naked man is packing heat on his ankle. So as
he's
far as
now, that's how bad it is.
Now you know, as far as you would have gotten the vaccine, regardless of whether they
made
you get it.
Yeah, because
we
like to travel.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
all right.
So that was an initiative to get it. You know, my wife wanted to get it done.
Yeah. Right.
So and it was no problem. You know, we didn't get the side effects that a lot of people other got. You know, I took a day off from work because I got the aches itself.
Oh,
I didn't
the
get
aches
the
are brutal.
And,
yeah. Yeah, I got that.
You know.
Christine,
it wasn't that bad.
Is there a diner's club or some sort of club you're a part of that allows you to travel to these beautiful resorts? What it seems to me, even in the pandemic, roughly a third of the year you're away?
Yes.
What club is that? Tell the world.
Listen, you just look for really good deals, you know, and you know, got a very good job.
Okay.
You know, we spend our money wisely.
Yeah.
You know, I don't do drugs. I don't do gambling. I don't do whores. You know, we go on vacation.
That is, no one can pronounce that word like a New Yorker. No one in the world can say the whore word better than a New Yorker. It is
your sister's a whore.
You know, it's so perfect. It rolls off the tongue so nicely when you say that. Now, I would. I'm going to go foodie with you, okay?
Okay, let's do this.
I'm going to go foodie with you for just a second. Then we could talk to you about for 5 hours about anything.
Everything.
I love having you on the show. As far as the places you go to, I know the places. I've gone to them. You have to admit that the food in places like that, being a New Yorker and going into a restaurant, you show pictures of the great Chinese places, you go into the great Italian places. You know, that I've always found in places like those all-inclusive joints, the food it's passable, right? But it's never said. They got the Japanese place, they got the American place, they got, right? I mean, I hate
to tell you, but my wife is so zoned in that one of the first things that has to be is about the food. She goes on the Facebook page. She checks out, you know, how's the food there? That's the first question.
Okay.
What's the amenities? How's the beach? It's all about the food.
It's all about the food.
Because you're there 7 days. You're eating 270 times a day.
When you go to these all-inclusive and we're talking about Paulie's vacations, he goes to the places
Sandals,
in the Caribbean,
he's you know, doing when club he's in Jamaica when
he's doing so
the
if
families
I'm going
got together got mad he, you know
so if I'm going to the different chains that have these all-inclusive places, do they vary from place to place to place?
Absolutely.
Like one okay
Absolutely.
All right, that answers my question. That's good. I like that.
Yeah. You know what it is, it's just like a cruise ship. I don't know if you've been on ships, but after a while, if you go on a certain line, the menu does stay the same on certain lines, no matter what ship you go on.
Okay. All right.
You know, you'll get the same entree on Thursday that you had 3 years ago on the other ship on Thursday. That's what happens with these places.
But the amazing thing is that you remember that. That's what's shocking.
What's that?
That he remembers 3 years apart the Thursday entree.
On Thursday, we had Chinese.
Remember 2015 that had the lasagna?
And you know, and as far as the bus driving thing, you're going to pack it in when? When is that coming? When you
my last working day is the second week of December. I'll be able to retire. I turn 55 January 12th, so after that I can retire. and then that's it. That's it. Then
are you gonna do something?
Working? Is that possible?
Are you gonna do something else?
Yeah, I'm gonna probably become a school bus driver, and then because of that, then I'll have the summers off.
I love it.
I have all the holidays, you know, with the kid like Michael has, you know, yeah. with Christmas and Easter and stuff like that.
Okay.
You know, I have right. that and I have weekends.
Mike
off.
Started
you
know, having a second family at your age of retirement. Are you thinking about doing that?
Hey, listen, I got an Italian wife. What are you talking about? Watch your mouth. You might watch this, eh?
Just saying. Just
the
saying.
Bios, I tell you.
Just saying.
You know, he's in Oscar's in one of his wonderful, delightful scab picking moves.
Go get a
today.
Pillow. Go sit down.
I know. I'm listening. Go sit down. I'll take a nap when the food comes up.
This is a brand new episode of Bolivian Pickers.
Yes.
So let's get to the food because, and by the way, I don't like, Rob gave me a one sheet. Oh, let me read the Paulie is...
Yeah, give him the proper.
Paulie is a New York City bus driver, 30 years of experience. He is a longtime fan of the show, blah, blah, blah. I read that already. He will be discussing food from the following categories. Italian pizza, sandwiches, Chinese. Oh, you did include Chinese. Okay.
Yes.
And Greek. He will mostly focus on Brooklyn and Jersey. Bon appetito. So when you go out, how do you want to do this? Do you want to talk
okay,
about...
Okay, well, let's start
how do you want to prioritize this?
We're going to go with sandwiches first.
Okay.
It's and called I'm going to talk pastrami.
It's called a hero in New York.
No,
right?
No. We're talking sandwich.
Sandwich.
We're not
like,
talking a long
like
loaf
lunch
bread.
For
we're
lunch.
Talking actual
sandwich for
piece
lunch.
Of bread, like
a sandwich.
Rye bread.
Okay.
Got it.
Yeah, sandwich.
Okay.
Now, when I say pastrami to you, what automatically comes to mind when you think New York City? What place?
The
Little Italy.
No. Pastrami.
I think of the Carnegie Deli.
The Carnegie
Very
Deli.
Good.
Yeah, the
and
Carnegie
what's the
Deli.
Other one?
Well, I like the Ben Ash across the street.
Stromboli's.
No, the Ben Ash was a dump.
Yeah, how dare you? How dare you?
The Ben Ash was a dump. Wait, hold on. I have an argument with Rob. What do you mean the Ben Ash? That was a touristy joint.
No, it was. Well, the Carnegie is the most touristy of them all, but the Ben Ash.
Well, Carnegie was touristy.
Carnegie was more pure.
They corned their own beef there. They made the best hash, and they also had great breakfast. I like the Ben Ash.
In Carnegie?
No, at the Ben Ash Deli. I like the Ben Ash Deli.
All right. What's the other one? What's the other one?
Well, again, Carnegie Deli, unfortunately, is closed.
Right.
That's gone.
Terrible murder above the Carnegie Deli one.
Or terrible business practices.
Now the other place had a famous movie scene in it.
Oh, I know the place. Yeah.
When Harry Met Sally, Katz's.
Katz's Deli.
Right.
And that's pure kosher, right?
Okay. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So now, my friend just went to this place, and the sandwich was about this big, if you can see, of meat. Which is
that's a no-no. That's a faux pas.
That's a no-no.
Right.
So where I go now, I go to a place. I got to get my cheat sheet here.
Please.
It's Harold's Deli. Right?
Harold's?
Harold's Deli.
Where is Harold's?
Harold was originally from Carnegie.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
So he took the place. Now he's at 1173 because there's a couple of Harold's.
Okay.
King George's Post Road in Edison, New Jersey.
Mm. Right?
Edison,
now
New
I wanna
Jersey?
Show you, Now right. I want to show you what you get. This is an extra large. Mm-hmm. So this either feeds 6 to 8 or one hungry spiewak.
Okay. All right.
Oh,
look
damn.
At that.
Oh, my God.
Look at that pastrami sandwich. And that's a little slaw. That's a little slaw, right?
And then you got your mustard over there.
That's Harold.
You get that beautiful spicy mustard thing. Harold's?
So then we got another version out here. This is
God. Will you look at that? Look at that, you.
Mike, that
look
reminds
at that,
me.
You. That's beautiful, you.
One of the last times we went to Vegas for the CES, and there was a Carnegie Deli.
That's the Consumer Electronics Show.
Yes.
There was a Carnegie Deli in the, I believe it was in the Mirage, and you came over just to videotape me eating a sandwich. You did.
I did.
Yes, you did.
I remember this.
Yeah, it was. It was the. It was a half corned beef, half pastrami.
Was that before or after we went to that crappy Beatles show?
Before. Mike,
I don't remember going to a crappy Beatles show. I remember
Love was fun.
I went to see Love. I don't remember a crappy show.
Rob, you did me a solid at Love, though. You did.
I bought you.
Do you remember?
I bought you a big gulp of Irish whiskey. It was like 32 ounces.
On the plane, you're like, there's another guy on a bicycle.
I don't think the Carnegie Deli, when they started, they had one down in D.C. too. When they start doing that crap, that's when it waters it down.
A block from my house,
Paulie, am I right? A deli's got to be, the guy's got to be there. The guy that owns the place.
The owner's always there, very nice, always get a nice slice of a dessert, a cake. Now, let me show you. This is a brisket of beef.
Okay.
Same place. This is from Harold's.
This is from Harold's.
Harold's.
All right, I'm having a little trouble with that.
You got to brighten your screen a little bit. Honestly, I don't want something to happen.
Hold on, let me see here. Harold's.
Oh, wait, here we go.
Harold's.
Oh, better,
oh look at that. Oh, look at that.
This is going to be with the au jus.
Look at that. The au jus.
Great.
That's what I like. Here we go. Here's the French fries and the onion rings.
Steak fries, those look like. Wow.
Absolutely. Love it.
Those are delicious.
And then as an appetizer, we like to start with a little thing called a potato pancake.
Oh, a latke. Oh, all right. There you go. Very nice.
Sour cream. Brian latke. Oh, this place, everything's gigantic.
It looks like a helipad, for God's sake.
Listen, if you ordered breakfast, you got a pancake. It was the size of a manhole cover.
It's incredible. At
Harold's.
Edison, where, so if somebody's coming
up
to New York.
Edison, New Jersey.
How do they get to Edison?
Is that closer to Trenton?
They take a car.
Okay.
And they drive to New Jersey.
Okay.
What
is it? How close to New York is?
Well, listen, that's why I'm giving, I say, to me, it's 40 minutes from me. Mm-hmm. But they Google it. You know, they got to do the Google. You got to do Google Maps.
But if you're like if you're flying into New York City for a weekend, could you go to this Edison, New Jersey, outside of New York?
It'd be close to Newark.
Okay. All right. Very close.
Well, I vacation in Newark, so that's good news.
Hey, forget about it.
Forget about it.
All right. What's next?
Now we're going to go next. We're going to go to pizza.
Now this is important to me. Okay. Because I think anybody that goes to New York wants to get a slice. This is, what are you planning there?
Now again, pizza to me is sacred.
Right.
All right. So Manhattan's okay. There's a couple of good places. John's on Bleecker Street. You know, there's a couple of good places. But in Brooklyn, now we'll do another movie reference. Have you ever seen the movie Big Daddy?
Of course.
Of course.
With Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's a
okay.
scene in uh-huh. Big Daddy. Where he brings the kid to a pizzeria and he puts the kid on top of the counter. That's my friend's pizzeria.
Mm. Oh, no kidding.
This is a personal friend of yours.
Yeah, it's personal. And this place is called Luigi's Pizza.
Okay.
And that's at 686 Fifth Avenue in Brooklyn.
686.
Between 20th and 21st Street.
What makes it so good? What makes it so good?
So this is the front.
Look at that. There you go. There is a New York. Yeah. That's a New York pizza joint right there. Okay. That's fantastic. Yeah. Doors open to the street.
If you go to the men's room, is there a pistol taped behind the toilet?
In case of trouble.
That's right. Just in case.
If Salazzo makes a move.
Luca Brasi sleeps with the fishes.
Okay. Now, this is what my friend Sicilian pie looks like.
All right. That's a Sicilian pie.
Great.
So that's a thick crust. That's a real thick.
Right.
But
that's
of the new.
But not too thick, Mike. Not too thick. Just enough.
Just
is
enough.
It crispy?
Just enough. Very crispy.
Like that.
I think of, now Sicilian is one thing. I think of New York pizza, though, as that thin crust.
Thin crust, yeah.
The oily.
That's both.
What?
Regular pizza. I'm telling you, regular pizza has a little bit of dough, a nice crust, a nice little thick crust. On it. Well, let me show you. I'll show you.
Are you saying
I'll show you what a round looks like. Yeah.
Okay.
A round.
A round.
I'm hungry.
Oh, that looks nice.
That's what a round looks like. It has a little more thickness around the crust, and you can hold it really good, and it's got like a blanket of cheese.
And that's not the that's not the Sicilian. That's the regular pizza.
That's the round.
Right? The round. Do you call it the round?
Round and a square.
Okay, a round and a square. If you were to call Luigi's, and you go, it's Friday night. It's like 6 o'clock. Listen, I want to order 2 rounds and 3 square. Okay, and they'll know what you're talking about.
They're gonna ask. You talking slices or you talking pies?
Pies. Mm-hmm. Oh. I want 3 round pies and 3 square pies.
There you go.
Okay. Very
good.
Yeah.
See you in 20 minutes.
All right. Awesome. All right. That's good.
Now let me ask you this: Do you know what a calzone is?
Yeah.
Oh yes. Yeah. DPW.
Okay. Yeah. Absolutely.
Have you ever had a fried calzone?
Oh, I don't think so.
I have
not.
Now, Luigi's makes the best calzones ever. Have you ever had a Zeppoli?
Yes, I love Zeppoli.
You know the taste of the
Italian donut. My God. It's like it's kind of like a beignet, right? It's similar to a beignet.
Yeah, with the powdered sugar on it.
Okay, beignet!
Right. That right there is a fried calzone. Right?
Oh, wow. Okay.
And
so
inside
hold that up again. Because there are three different
shapes.
That's
a meatball roll right there.
Meatball roll. Whoa.
Okay. So the two things in back are the fried calzones, and then the meatball roll is the thing down camera.
Yeah. A meatball roll.
And how they
like
prepare that is it's mozzarella, ricotta, and ham inside.
All right. And this is in Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn.
Yeah. Right.
And the way they prepare it, here, let me show you. Yeah. See, that's cut open.
Oh, look at that. That's cheese bubbling out of there?
Cheese coming out of there.
All right. And what do you put, like pepperoni in there? Pepperonis?
Well, you know, traditionally.
Bacon.
Listen, you know, they're you know, Italians and Catholic. So around Good Friday until like the end of Easter, you get no ham.
Mm. Oh, just
so
the
if
cheese.
You love the taste of ham, and they and listen, they'll break your arm if you even ask for ham.
Okay,
he comes
so
out with
what,
the bat. You'll chase you out with the bat.
So what? Salmon? What during the season? What is the? What
during
is
Good Friday because of Lent?
Yeah, right. Yeah,
you're not allowed to have meat on Fridays. Mm.
Man, you are dust, and into dust you shall return.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Right. So forget about that. They'll forget about it.
Okay.
They look at you like you got 12 heads. They go, well, so, "What kind of Catholic are you?"
What's in the calzone? Excuse me, I didn't know we were going to go on a theology journey here. What is in the calzone during Lenten time?
Just the ricotta and the mozzarella. Mm.
Oh, just cheese.
That's it.
Ooh, okay.
Now, do the prices come down?
No. They still charge you the same price.
So you can tell you.
Go ahead.
Yeah. If you Google Luigi's in Brooklyn, are you going to get like 10 different places?
Well, that's the thing. That's why I gave the address.
Yeah.
Okay.
686 Fifth Avenue. That's the Luigi's you got to go to.
Okay. All right.
Use the promo code Paulie. I'm sorry. Use the promo code Blair.
Blair.
All right. Moving on. Yeah. What do we have next?
One more quick pizzeria because it has to be done.
Oh, another pizzeria. Now, okay, good.
Now, Mike, now Rob has King's Dominion.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We have Coney Island.
Ooh. Yes.
Right?
Right.
So I suggest anybody who's going to come in, they go to Coney Island, they get a hot dog from Nathan's, and the original Nathan's actually has something that no other Nathan's has. It's called a chicken chow mein sandwich.
Ooh.
That they make there. It's been there since the 1950s. They've been making it like that, right? After you get done on the boardwalk, you do the cyclone, you do the wonder wheel. Now you got to go to Spumoni Gardens.
Spumoni Gardens.
It's been around, forget about, forever. Mm. Right?
Okay.
So now this, they make a Sicilian too, but they make it a long tray, but they do the difference. They put the mozzarella underneath and the tomato sauce on top.
Oh.
And it's a sweet, tangy tomato sauce, and that's what that looks like.
Look at that. Oh, wow. Look at that
son
of a bitch.
That looks good, Paulie, and I'm not a foodie.
That
looks great.
I tell you, when you guys get your butt up here, believe me, we'll be eating good.
That looks delicious right now.
Everybody and the mother-in-law goes to this place, movie
All right, let's
stars,
take,
sports
let's
actors.
Take a break. We're going to do, great. Guess what we're doing? I'm enjoying myself. This we're going to do two. Can you do another segment with us right now?
I literally have 5 minutes.
He's got
literally
5 minutes.
Oh, you have five? Then don't break. Yeah. Don't break.
Stop the Greek. I'm late as it is.
Don't do the Greek. Don't do the Greek. Just do the Chinese real quick.
Let's go to the Chinese. Okay.
All right.
So now a place called the Crown Palace we're going to.
Okay. This is in Brooklyn?
This is in Marlboro, New Jersey, 8 North Main Street. Now, same thing. There's a couple of Crown Palaces.
Okay.
Right? But this one, 8 North Main Street. That's the place where I had the saucy, the Lazy Susan.
Lazy Susan.
A couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Crown Palace.
So we ordered here. Where the hell is he? Oh, there. There's the Peking duck.
Oh, look at that with its head on. Look at that. That's the head. They chop the head off at the table.
Looks like a long, greasy saxophone.
That's what poor Daffy looks like in the end.
Look at that.
Beautiful.
Got the little pancakes there. I can practically taste it. Rob Spiewak.
Oh, looks so good.
Want some right now.
And then we get the orange beef.
Oh, look at that delicious,
beautiful presentation.
Yeah, yes,
really.
There we go.
And you know what? They're old school. They got the suits on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do like it's back in the day. You know?
By the way, the reason Paulie's got to get out of here, he's got to go back and drive the bus. So he's got his afternoon shift.
People home.
Yeah. You know? How dare you? On a ride in a city.
All right. Is that it?
I want to do one more place, and I forgot the address, but we're good. It's called Brando's Cucina in Asbury Park.
Brando's Cucina.
Bruce Springsteen country.
Where the boss is.
Okay.
Now, this is a tray and gnocchi. It's got pesto, alfredo, and marinara.
Wow. So three pastas, three sauces.
Three pastas, three gnocchi, potato, and gnocchi. Mm.
It's all pasta. Gnocchi? Is it all gnocchi?
All gnocchi. It's because you're tasting the different flavors.
Oh,
and
wow.
This is a rigatoni, homemade rigatoni bolognese.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
That is knock your socks off. The meat sauces, forget about it.
Forget about it. That's good stuff.
Here's the showstopper. Here's the showstopper. Veal chop parmesan. Look if I can do it right.
Veal parmesan, but the whole chop.
Oh, look at the plate.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Look at that. Look at
Oscar. Veal chop parmesan. Forget about it.
Look at that.
That's amazing.
And do they serve that? That's how good it is.
Do they serve that with pasta? Does that come with pasta too?
Well, yeah. I get a little more rigatoni, but I get the bolognese on. Sometimes I get it with the marinara, or I get it with the bolognese.
What's the name of that joint again? What's the name of the joint?
Brando's Cucina.
Brando's, like Marlon Brando's Cucina.
The veal chop is served with pasta and a medic.
I've got the address. It's 162 Main Street, Asbury Park.
Very good.
Oh, that's awesome.
And the very same thing. Exciting.
You can go down for the day and hang out on the boardwalk, go to the beach if anybody wants to come that way.
Paulie, go to work. Go back to work. Thank you for taking time out of your work day. Tuesday, you got to go back to Slay the Dragon there, and don't take any crap from any of your patrons out there.
And Mike, if you want, we could do the holidays. Christmas time in Manhattan's phenomenal. I got a nice couple of places to do there. I got a couple of BYOB places. You bring your own booze.
Ooh,
like a nice bottle of wine that you pick up and you bring it right in there.
Margaritas. I got a nice Mexican and you bring your own margaritas. You're done.
That's great.
Yeah, Mike, let's get some hard seltzer and head up.
Hey, listen, Tony Bennett hugs. Hugs and kisses.
Tony Bennett, there we go. Yes, sir. Fantastic. Go back to work. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule to do that.
Thank you,
Paulie was on break and came on our show today. We are very grateful for him to do that. We will take a short break. When we come back, it's the homepage with lots going on in the world right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you, Paulie.
Mwah. Ciao, ciao. Mwah. I love you guys.
Love you.
Marijuana. If you are a marijuana enthusiast, you are either thinking about the next time you're going to get it, how you're going to get it, where you're going to hide it. It's on your mind all the time.
That was my skull. I'm so wasted.
Score weed to find a dealer to get the good stuff.
Drugs are bad.
I'm good.
Oh, my God. The Mally Wally they have is the best.
I'm paranoid right now because I ate that cookie.
I am actually on LSD meth.
The burning weed with its roots in hell.
Turn on. Tune in. Drop out. And subscribe to the TMOS Bonus Show.
The TMOS Bonus Show is an extra primo top shelf fatty of laughs every week.
Don't harsh my buzz, dude. Subscribe to the TMOS Bonus Show and expand your mind.
Click the banner at MikeOmeraShow.com and my guy will totally hook you up.
Let's get some Cheetos.
It's awesome. I just never pictured Jim Amato getting high. I just don't.
Well, he was a heroin addict. And
very good. Okay. Hey, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Just kidding.
Getting everything you need to cook dinner can be complicated, but with Freshly, it's simple. Freshly has chef-made delicious meals delivered fresh to your door with no cooking required. You're going to love it. Your meals arrive cooked and fresh every week, so you can keep your fridge stocked and skip the trip to the store. Ordering is easy. Visit Freshly.com and choose from over 30 delicious, better-for-you meals, and the variety will astound you, Jack.
Jack.
Freshly can work for any dietary needs, preferences, tastes, and family size. And now our listeners can try Freshly for just $6.16 per meal. So start living life freshly. Your meals are always delivered fresh, never frozen, and are ready to heat and enjoy in just 3 minutes. And Oscar loves Freshly.
The fridge here at work is stacked with Freshly.
True story. Today I watched Mrs. Zabaios prepare and eat one.
Yeah.
In 3 minutes.
Were you really looking at her preparing food or were you? Anyway,
hungry, Mike. I was looking at the food.
Is offering our listeners $40 off your first two orders when you go to Freshly.com/TMOS. Make better eating a priority and get this special limited time offer. Go to Freshly.com/TMOS for $40 off your first two orders. Try Freshly now and for a limited time, get $40 off your first two. Go to Freshly.com/TMOS to learn more, and we thank you.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is The Homepage.
Former Olympian Susan Tiedtke is spilling the tea about sex in the Olympic Village. This is pretty interesting stuff. After athletes were provided cardboard beds in Tokyo, remember we had that story when we were talking about that, leading to many people to wrongly suggest Olympic organizers did so
to prevent sexual activity among the COVID-19 pandemic people. Tiedke explained that sex in the village is inevitable no matter what. I find myself occasionally watching these athletes and thinking about it because, you know, they are so fabulously energetic and fit and all that. But
and
this is what this.
They've also spent 20 years of their life preparing for one moment.
Yeah.
And after it's over, I have to imagine, you know, they're ready to look for something else.
Well, here's what she says. She says, the sex ban is a big laughing stock for me. It doesn't work at all. Mm. She told this website, I think it's called Build, B-I-L-D. Uh-huh. She said, sex is always an issue in the village. In the village. Olympic officials later indicated the beds were in place because of their sustainability and sturdiness, because of any sex stuff. Mm-hmm. The former long jumper, she's 52 now, she competed in the 92 and 2000 Olympics where she met her ex-husband, Joe Green. A fellow long jumper during the Barcelona games.
I think he was a football player. I remember him in a Coke commercial.
And he was mean, wasn't he?
He was not nice.
The athletes, she says, quote, the athletes are at their physical peak at the Olympics. When the competition is over, they want to release their energy. Ew. No. During the Olympic runs, Tiedke claimed coaches said sex before competing wasn't a good idea because when you have sex, the body first has to recharge itself energetically. But once an athlete's done competing,
yes,
watch out.
Look out, look out.
She said many had sex sometimes into the early hours of the morning at the village.
Wow.
Not to be confused with the villages, which is up in Orlando.
Probably happened
but
there
I bet there's some cardboard beds there.
just like Halloween, the new Exorcist is going to be a trilogy. That follows up on the original, which makes sense since it's being made by the same people. And Ellen Burstyn, remember her from the original?
Guilty.
from the original Exorcist. She is coming back to play Chris McNeil, the mother of the original possessed girl. Leslie Odom Jr. from Hamilton. I don't know her. She's also in it. But there's no word on Linda Blair, whether she's going to be part of it. The first film is scheduled to come out in October of 2023. I love The Exorcist so much that I might look in to see what they're up to, especially since they got one of the original cast
members. They did a remake of Rosemary's Baby made for television, mm-hmm. and it was sustainable. It was good. A good horror film can bear a remake, so I'll look at it.
Also, we'll see what happens with that.
Those of you that are local, they're building a line of like luxury townhomes, brownstones. Right next to the Exorcist stairs?
Yeah, they got rid of that gas. That Exxon is gone now,
when you
Mike.
Cross the Key Bridge, Mike, do you remember that? You cross.
See, I remember the Exxon Liquors. Station was to the left if you're looking at the stairs. So my question would be, so up that hill behind the gas station now they've
Someone
added homes?
Someone has purchased the entire lot of land, mm-hmm. and they have petitioned to build luxury cartoon-sized brownstones.
And are they going to jut out on that hill? Is that the way they're going to do it?
Yes, and the question I have is, can they get rid of those stairs?
Oh, they can't do that.
No, they can't.
No, the Exorcist steps. I have more fun on those, you know? Yeah. Oh, man. Drunky McDrunkerson. You want to, hey, baby, you want to come and get really scared? Yeah. Take a look at this. Remember the Exorcist? I'm just kidding. You want another drink? Anyway,
climbing those
sorry.
Steps is too is a bad display of power, O'Mara.
Speaking of movies, a new trailer for No Time to Die. Oscar, I know you're into this. You like the James Bond franchise,
of course, yeah.
don't you?
Of course.
Let's see. That's going to be the highly anticipated return to theaters. The upcoming film will be the 25th in the long-running franchise. It will be
seems like there
Daniel...
should be more, doesn't there? 25
I would think
seems
so.
Low.
Daniel Craig's fifth outing in the role and his last.
It's been shelved for so long. The anticipation's like, I mean, we lost a lot of movies during the pandemic that were coming to theaters. And now,
right.
I'll give you an example. That movie was supposed to come out last year at the beginning of 2020. And now we're finally getting it. And then I feel like the anticipation has waned.
The
in
movie
my
is
eyes.
So out of date now. I saw a preview. He's carrying a beeper.
You know, for me, the late Sean Connery, there'll never be another one.
The best.
Well, I mean, really, the
but I like Daniel Craig, too. I like Daniel Craig as an actor.
But if you have to watch one Bond movie, it's got to be Goldfinger.
And
that's the movie right there.
You're competing with, let's say, The Fast Nine. It's finally going to on-demand pay-per-view cable at home this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Or you just fell asleep, Mike. You just fell asleep. What happened?
I was just looking at my watch.
Okay, you're like, Fast 9, I don't need
How
that.
How can you compare the Fast and the Furious franchise to James Bond?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying.
I mean, really. I mean, I like Vin Diesel. I like Vin Diesel, but yeah, I know it's a franchise, but God. Fast and the Furious, really?
What if you got
fake car chases?
Vin Diesel to play James Bond.
This
you know, Vin
care.
Diesel.
He doesn't care about it.
He doesn't care because he'll never watch any of it.
No. I'll watch the new Bond. I'll watch
he
the new Bond movie. I'm not much of the Fast and the Furious film.
Well, if you're a Bond nerd, this will bring Daniel Craig's story full circle from Casino Royale.
Excellent.
You like that for those that care. A TikTok user posted a video. I never say this about the news stories that I bring you, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm going to say it right now. If you're listening to me and you've got something better to do, I mean something where, you know, you have a project in the backyard or something, this is going to waste your time. I find this story a bit vacuous. This is a Brando story. If you want to stick with it, it might amuse you. It might intrigue
you. It's got electrolytes.
But it's really, this is absolutely worthless. A TikTok user posted a video to his account which claims to show how to get free French fries from McDonald's.
Now I'm interested.
No, you're interested now. Halfway through the story, you're going to go, well, any idiot could do that.
Okay.
The video has since sparked a debate about what McDonald's actual policy is when it comes to French fries. I don't know why I'm turning into Paul Harvey right now. Orlando Johnson posted the video to his TikTok account last week, and it has since been viewed, man, if we could figure out a way, 4.3 million times.
Hello, America.
In the video, Johnson reveals how his friend was able to get a free refill on the French fries from the popular fast food chain. Oddly, there is apparently no trick to it at all. All his friend does for the video is go up and ask for a refill on his fries. Hi. I told you. I warned you. So it shows his friend can be seen walking back to his table. Does not show the transaction. It just shows the friend walking back to his table with a full, large French fries. Yeah, it could be crooked.
Joe Cashier, you're like, oh, this guy's hungry. Why not give him another holster?
Well, listen up. In the comments, a debate sparked between social users. Some users claimed it was simply McDonald's policy to give refills on large fries. Others, however, had a different take. One user wrote, as someone who works in fast food, just be nice. And we'll probably do it if the manager isn't there. Several other users echoed the sentiment as well. Fox News, God love them, reached out to McDonald's to ask the official policy, but representatives for the company did not immediately respond. So if you're out there and you want more fries, go up and ask and see if you can.
The only place I know that had like an endless fry policy, and I don't even know if it's in place, is Red Robin.
Red Robin, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Red Robin.
And there is a pretty good real-life McDonald's French fry hack that I've seen enacted before. If you want fresh fries, order your fries unsalted, and they'll have to make them for you to order. Then you can salt them at the table.
Or you could hand them back through the window, have a drive-thru, and say, can you salt these? That'll piss them off.
Or also, I've thought about bringing an empty bun and saying, could you refill my quarter pounder?
Could you put another all-beef patty on here, please?
Thank you.
And now a little something something. A woman near Little Rock, Arkansas, recently reported a guy to police for following her around a store, making inappropriate comments and saying he wanted to give her a foot massage, which was a particularly weird thing to offer because he doesn't have any arms.
Oh.
At least two other women have reported him for harassing them at stores in the past year, and because of the no arms thing, cops know it's the same guy.
Of course.
We don't know if he's offered them foot rubs too, but cops say all of their stories have been very, very similar. His name is Brian Reams, and he's 32. Police issued a warrant for his arrest earlier this month, but it's not clear if they've tracked him down yet. I know one thing he will not be wanted for when the cops are trying to get him.
What's that?
Armed robbery.
I'm curious if this guy, this is like his pickup line, you know?
Yeah.
Like, well, not, I don't know. He's not trying to harass me. He's just like,
he
hey.
Just he doesn't seem to grasp that the women don't want to be harassed.
They should leave him alone. Grasp. Because he seems armless to me.
Armless. Very good. Thank you. We're idiots. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Throughout history, wise men have looked for a savior.
Our Father, who art in Texas.
One man would change everything.
I'd like to thank our good friend Tripp Affleck, who just has such passion.
His message was love. His power, absolute.
His power maybe has gone too far.
Do not take him out of his position of power. He's the passion. He's the passionate guy.
I've just gone in and turned him into a super administrator.
Long may you reign.
His grace divine.
His passion was something to truly behold. You could study the passion of Tripp. The passion of the Tripp.
I'd watch that movie.
But his providence came at a price.
Shame on you, Oscar Santana, for letting some guy try to extort you into slamming my personal close friend, Tripp Affleck, who's all he's trying to do
a veteran.
Is get the name.
Name names.
Get the name.
The passion of Tripp Affleck, only on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Buy the bonus, feel the passion.
Yeah, Friday, every Friday. You want to listen to us on Friday, get the bonus show.
We hope Friday.
Love it.
We're going to get a lot more people listening now, and a lot of you have jumped on board. We're very, very excited about it, and we look forward to talking to you on Friday. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. Let's talk ears.
Ears?
Ears.
Ears.
Just like fingerprints, no two ears are exactly alike. That's why your earbuds probably start getting uncomfortable after a while, and I hate discomfort. I really do. Especially when I get those little pangs in my tummy and say, feed me. I don't know why I mentioned that. Ultimate Ears Fits, true wireless custom fit earbuds from Ultimate Ears are here.
Hello. Your ears.
They're going to change all that. No more discomfort. These are the world's most comfortable earbuds. Now, whenever I say that, like the world, I think I should say it with a British accent because nobody says that word better than
Kill the
Brits.
Kill the music. Here we go.
In fact, but you always have to say it at the end, all right?
Okay.
These are the most comfortable earbuds in the world. Thank you.
Good sell.
You get a guaranteed perfect fit in 60 seconds. They stay put while you're on the go, and they feel great. Ultimate Ears Fits actually physically mold to your ear for a perfect fit. Just put them in, connect the app, and watch the purple LEDs transform the earbuds to your unique shape.
It's so fun to do. Do you ever see, like, at a rock star on stage, and they've got those custom fitted?
Yes.
Ear? Yeah. This is the same technology brought to you. It molds to your ear. It's so
Very cool.
And the charge lasts all day. Ultimate Ears Fits are perfect for listening to your favorite shows, like ours, everybody. I'll tell you, it's really, really great. And you can do it right up until bedtime. And for either music or voice, the sound is absolutely amazing. And if you don't love them like we do, Ultimate Ears offers a 30-day money-back guarantee, plus free shipping, free returns, and a one-year warranty. For a limited time, get 15% off your pair of Ultimate Ears Fits True Wireless Earbuds at ue.com/fits. Just use promo code TMOS at checkout. That's 15% off with promo code TMOS at ue.com/fits. And we thank you. Okay, I want to get this out of the way because I won't have another morning like I've had for quite some time. But
I think he says it in Falling Down. You've had a rare morning?
Well, I want to talk about Oscar's time with Sebastian, where he did 24 hours of the Uncle of the Year,
yes,
where he was there. This morning, my day, and we will get to Oscar with this,
okay,
because you indicated to me, Oscar, that after 24 hours with a four-year-old Sebastian, you have determined that you may never be a dad.
Fatherhood is not for me.
Here's the way. I rarely have a day like this where I feel this way, where I feel I'm too old for this. Sometimes I do.
Right.
Today might have been one of those days. Usually, I consider myself being an older dad as a bragging right that I like to talk about it, how it's been wonderful. Nothing has made my life better. I do agree with that. However, this morning, it was tie my shoes. My shorts don't fit. I forgot to put gas in the car. That came from my wife, which was great. That adds that time, you know, when the car comes back.
Oh, so Michael needed his shoes ties, not you.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
No, I thought you couldn't bend down.
Thank you.
Carla.
Yeah. Tie my shoes, Daddy. My shorts don't fit. They're too small. Mommy didn't give me the right shorts. I forgot. Honey, I forgot to put gas in the car. This was last night. Can you do it in the morning? And then I said, I don't like my breakfast. The dog needs to go out. Is it going to rain today? Traffic jam on Route 75. Dad, you're driving too fast. I don't like Mom. I don't like Dad. You're being mean. Ah!
Sorry.
That seems like a regular morning.
You know what? Just a little hectic.
Yeah,
a little
hectic
today.
Yeah.
And then I get over it because something wonderful happens and I move right up. But you are childless.
Yes.
You do not have a child, and you have determined after spending time with a four-year-old
I'm not ready. I might be ready next year. I'm not ready this year.
You mean, well, hold on a second. I mean, you're either ready or you're not. I mean,
you painted with a broad brush when we sat down today. You
guys,
said fatherhood's not for me.
I would want children. I don't have time for children. I just don't.
But what the thing that we discussed before in the pre-show meeting is that the day a man has a child is the last day matters.
I get this a lot from my friends that have kids. When I had my kid, it was the last day I thought about myself. And
it's not just that. It's that you don't matter to anyone else
either. When they tell me that, I'm like, well, that's not for me. I love me some me.
Yeah.
I'm in this business for a reason.
Yeah, you like
I like kids.
Adoration.
Yeah. I can only offer this as someone who has had two families. Mm-hmm. I have to say that,
one
perhaps
part-time,
I did not subscribe to that during my first run as a dad. You know,
Can you elaborate?
Well, I think I gave myself plenty of time.
Yeah. it was Mike's time. But in fairness, you were doing major market radio and
That doesn't matter. Yeah. You know, there are plenty of dads that are great dads that have families. Mm-hmm. And, by the way, I think that maybe that, no, I'm not going to beat myself up and say that that was why my marriage did not work out. But I will tell you that it is.
It certainly contributed.
It is. I don't know. I don't really know.
Pick.
He is in that mode today. Pick.
Yeah. Well, he is. He's mad because he didn't.
I don't know.
He didn't refrigerate his second energy drink.
Oh,
he's upset.
Killed me. Mike, let me be clear here. The time with my nephew was, we went to mini golf 2 days in a row. Ugh. I didn't realize that the four-year-old
you like maxi golf.
As many questions.
I like real
ask
golf.
As many questions as they do. Right. And if you don't give the right answer, there's a follow-up question.
Has he gotten to the favorite stage? What was your favorite? What was your favorite? What was your favorite?
There's a lot of that.
I get that at 8 now, or 7 and 8.
There's a lot of, I'm not thirsty, so I forego the water for child.
Oh, because you were trying to keep him hydrated in the extreme heat.
And then it's like...
Nothing a well-placed IV can't take care of.
Right. So there's a...
Really, you just need an eyedropper for a kid.
There's there's the child seat, which is challenging.
Where do you mini golf in the district?
Well, I'm shocked. The city of Gaithersburg in Montgomery County, tip of the hat.
That's not in D.C.
It's not. I was with my mom in Olney, Maryland, taking care of a child.
Okay.
And I said, hey, do you want to go to mini golf? I drove to the mini golf I remember when I was a child.
Yeah, shocker. I'm sure they have that in Gaithersburg.
It was the mini golf in Olney, Maryland. Was now a complex of luxury homes. Because when I was a child, there was one, and
well,
it was gone there now.
Yeah. It's unchecked development, which it's always been.
Yes.
And they'll pave over everything.
Hey, I tell you what, a mini golf course is a waste of prime real estate,
you
know?
The city of Gaithersburg has a complete water park, skate park, and a full 18-hole mini golf course, which is relative to any putt-putt I've been to, affordable and open. And
okay.
It was beautiful.
Okay. It was beautiful. And good for the four-year-old?
Oh, my God. So good where I went on a Saturday and I went on a Sunday again because it locked his mind into this and not asking questions about why the car doesn't have
navigation. Where are his primary caretakers while this is going? Are they buying new condos or something
that? No. They were with my mom taking care of other business.
I see.
And being like, having my brother came in town for his 47th birthday and part of my present to my brother, unbeknownst to them, was to take the child and say, mm-hmm. You guys just relax.
You should have played do this. You should have played 47 holes of mini golf.
We ended up coming back and spent $20 on a Disney movie at my parents' house. He quickly changed his mind, said he didn't want to watch it anymore. And I said, do you have 20 bucks? And he said, no. I said, then we got to watch it.
Watch
because it. Because I wanted to teach him a little like, hey, this is what you picked.
You know what?
You got to watch it.
Dad here could learn from that too. I've pulled off a lot of rentals where, you know, 10 minutes later I see him poking around with his Legos or something, and we just put $9.95 in the kitty to watch a feature film.
And then
film.
He looked at me and said, "Do you have 20 bucks?" I said, "That's not what I asked." And then I said, "Check your pockets." And he reached in his pocket. He says, "I got a quarter." I said, "That's not 20 bucks.
That's 1/80th.
Now we got to." I was like, "We got to enjoy this." And it was a Disney movie.
That happened to me this past weekend, where he's off playing with like one of his battleships, and I said, "I'm not going to get the rental fee for Reservoir Dogs back if you're playing with your battleship. Please come in here and find out what happens to Mr. Blue, Mr. White, Mr. Pink."
I don't want to be Mr. Pink.
You're going to be Mr. Pink right now. Hey, come on, you're missing the part where you get shot in the gut. Yeah.
I know that's probably not good. My brother didn't seem to mind. He said, "Yeah, usually I just turn it off because, you know, he's on the attention span to watch the whole movie." I said, "But you have to teach him that if we commit to something, we got to finish it.
It's a product."
It's a valid point.
You've paid for the product.
Yes.
Imagine how much candy you could buy for that $20. Yeah. So, yeah, absolutely.
So
I think that's a good idea.
It was tough being like an assertive uncle because I want to be the fun uncle.
Funkle.
Yeah, I want to be Funkle.
Did he get pissed when you forced him to watch the movie he didn't want to watch?
I think it only, and this is, I'm not a parent. When he started to throw the tantrum, I said.
About the movie?
About the movie. I said, "Ooh. Are you mad about not having 20 bucks, or are you mad about the movie?" And that stopped him in his tracks.
Make him think.
And then he says, "Well, I'm just a baby. I don't have any money." And I said,
"He said I'm just a baby." That's funny. That's funny. He's got the family smarts, though. Awesome. Doesn't he?
I'm just a baby.
And I said, "That is a valid point." I said, "But when we said, hey, look, this is 1999, we both looked at each other and said, should we spend Mommy Nia's money? And we both said yes, because it was my mom. And then now we've committed. And if Mommy Nia comes home and we're not watching a movie and she gets that cable bill, she's going to be upset."
Yeah. What's the film?
It was the Zootopia. Zootopia. That's from 2016.
That's a pretty good movie.
Yes, but he doesn't like the bad guys.
Why is it so expensive?
It's Disney.
I don't know. My mom's got Verizon. It's just a different setup.
I'm watching the Olympics. If I see one more Peacock promo, I'm going to throw up. I'm going to barf.
So we're done with the movie. I had bought
him. You know who's in those promos? Ed Helms.
Oh, he's strong. Put a lot of weight on him.
A lot of him.
He got a hole-in-one at his first outing at the miniature golf.
That's wonderful.
But overall, you kicked his ass, right?
I drove him. No. I didn't even keep score. I drove him to Best Buy. I picked him up a Lego set. By the way, Legos, 25 bucks for a little set. Who knew they cost so much?
It's insanity.
Oh, Legos are insane.
Yeah. And then we built the Lego set. I did. And then he said, "We should get another truck so you have your own truck and I have my truck." And I said, "Do you have 25 bucks?" And he said, "I'm just a baby. I don't have any money."
That's so funny. You're asking him if he has any money.
I would have handled it differently. He said, "We should go buy another one so you can have a truck." I would have said, "Sebastian, this is my truck."
So, at the conclusion of your time with your nephew,
I was wiped out. Yeah. I went to bed.
Well, wait. My question is, did Sebastian want to still spend time with you, or was he frightened?
Oh, yeah.
Did
you burn the bridge?
What was funny is the next day, when we woke up, because we all spent the night, like we're children at my mom's house. We all have our childhood homes.
Triple bunk beds, right?
And he wakes me up, and then he has his $20 bill that his dad gave him, because I'm sure he told him a story about I didn't have 20
God,
bucks.
Oh, my God, that's so cute. That is
goes,
so cute.
"Look, dear Oscar, I have 20 bucks. Let's go rent a movie."
Wouldn't it be cool? Little four-year-old standing over you with a say, "Here is your $20. And you are dead to me." He just walks out of the room. Well, I think someday you're going to have a kid.
I hope so.
I hope you do.
And an au pair.
Yeah.
And listen, we got time for Rob to talk about his poopy little park. And we're going to do that because it's summertime. And it's kind of returning to normalcy.
A little normalcy,
almost.
They changed the name. It's not King's Dominion anymore. It's called Variant Park.
No, it's
we'll
not.
Be right back.
No more Delta.
Drainage. Eli, you boy. Here, if you have a milkshake,
I don't know. I'm tired of that one. I'm tired of that one.
I love that one.
I know you love that one. I just, you know, I don't mind the impression. I just get to, you know, I get crisp on them.
Yeah.
That's, hey, yeah, what are you going to do? Yeah. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of our program is brought to you by our good friends at Sleep Number. Sleep Number beds, I don't even know. I've stopped counting how long I've been sleeping on a Sleep Number bed. With sunnier days ahead, good night's rests help us make the most of summer because quality sleep helps boost energy, recovery, and well-being. You're going to love your Sleep Number bed. Sleepers who routinely use their Sleep Number 360 smart bed features and Sleep IQ technology get almost 100 hours more proven quality sleep per year. That's more than 4 days of better sleep, which is huge. According to the Sleep Foundation, consistent sleep strengthens your immune system, and lack of sleep can literally make you sick and unable to meet the challenges of the day. If you establish a sleep routine, you get big health benefits. So, try going to bed and waking up around the same time every day, including weekends.
Yep.
This helps establish your sleep-wake cycle. It's also called your circadian rhythm. If you're looking for a data-proven way to sync your rhythm, Sleep Number smart bed sleepers who use the bed circadian rhythm feature improve their bedtime and wake time consistency by 35 minutes for better quality sleep. So get a Sleep Number bed. I wouldn't sleep on anything else. Remember, a great day starts the night before. My Sleep Number setting is now a 70. Tweaked it up.
Hey,
so is Carlos. No,
nope.
Carlos is a 65. We're tied. Well, we're not tied. Don't put that in there. It's not true. I change it all the time.
All right.
Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep.
Yes, man,
check
won't
out
lie.
The special offers for a limited time only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/TMOS. That's sleepnumber.com/TMOS, and we thank them for being a very, very long-term advertiser on the Mike O'Mara Show. All right, it's time for Rob went to Action Park this past
not
weekend.
Not to Action Park. I went to Kings Dominion, Mike. And I was thinking back.
I have a question about Kings Dominion.
Go ahead. I'll entertain a question.
There was a question. So we have an ops meeting every day at 5 o'clock, Mike, at work, right?
Yes.
And Rob, by the way, is one of the MVPs of Pottville. Like, he does what he says he's going to do. He works hard. He gets his work done. TMOS first, Pottville second, the way it should be. But he commits and he gets his slice of the pie.
And he means SPIWAC, not Ford.
SPIWAC.
Thank you.
Oh, so you're and it was Ford before.
Yes.
Well, Ford is
Ford is also an A. Yeah.
Yeah. Ford is what Rob should have been, but we'll take this.
So you're getting good grades, is
yes.
what you're saying.
Yeah.
All right, very
so
good.
We're in the ops meeting, and I was like, "Hey, Rob, this is Thursday of last week," and I said, "Hey, Rob is out tomorrow. He's going to Kings Dominion with his family," and then an unnamed member of our team said, "Isn't Kings Dominion open on Saturday?" And I said, "Oh, that's a good point. I don't know why Friday. So I'll ask you, why Friday?"
Friday was chosen because of Robert's work schedule.
Mm.
And also, they had just that week opened to a 7-day schedule. It had been only reservations up until that week.
Got it.
And it was maybe the longest time I had gone without going to Kings Dominion since the park opened in 1975. Thanks to Julia going to college and the pandemic, it had been 2 years since I'd been there.
So did they do anything to the park while the pandemic?
Well,
they tweak it?
At one point, I looked at Carrie and I said, you know, that 18 months they were closed would have been a great time to pick up a paintbrush. But they did not.
It's not. It's a little still a little threadbare.
No, they did not. But it's still the park I love. And I did. I prepared a small list for you, Mike. And this is, have you ever said, you know, they sometimes print out like an Oscar bingo card.
Yeah.
The things you can see at the Academy Awards.
Correct.
Yes.
These are all things that I was looking for and that I saw in my 7 hours at the park.
This is exciting.
All right. Number one, disinterested teens with over-interested parents. Which is
so that is the slacker teens that are just hanging out. And what the parents
honey,
are
honey look dad
right, they don't care about anything.
No.
They really don't want to be
no,
there.
No, they're entitled.
Right.
They're overly entitled. All right, also, this is the best thing. It's not a trip to Kings Dominion if you don't see a family reunion where everyone is wearing matching custom t-shirts.
Do they really still do that?
Yeah,
they
and
still
I actually,
do that?
I jotted in my phone what was written on the, I don't have the family name, but I have the phrase. It was purple shirts, and on the back it said, "The family that strides together, rides together."
What the F does that mean?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
Stride.
But that stride, yeah, I guess.
I mean, if it was Strives. Or,
no, no. I guess because they were walking around the park and riding rides. I don't know. Probably they could have done a better job with the rhyme. Early in the visit, I got to see this. Mark this off your bingo board.
Look at our boy. You got him. He's writing down stuff when he goes to Castamania.
You got him, Mike.
Maybe on a Saturday.
You got to make sure you know this. When you see it, you write it down. I saw this early and marked it off my board. Heavy guys in full goth black attire sweating their balls off. But their mascara did not run.
No, they're making a statement.
Yeah, they
were. A lot of piercings, tattoos.
Studded cuffs and all that.
Cotton, like denim.
Long black jeans.
You can't be anti-society when you're in society.
That's right.
Like the only way you should be dressed that way is if you're at the 7-Eleven near Mike's old house in Manassas. Like,
absolutely.
That's the only time.
Well, going to an amusement park, it's just not for you.
No, don't do that. Also, Mike, Hillbilly's wearing jeans on water rides.
Oh, God.
The best.
I can practically smell that.
Yeah.
I really can. How hot was it when you were there?
It was every bit of 94. It was a hot day. It was a hot day.
God.
And then, but the goth guys were still there. And
What time did you arrive in the park?
Perry cannot leave on time. So we didn't get down there for an 11 o'clock open. We got there at 1:30. Stayed till
8. Oh, my God.
Oh, you must have been out of your...
What's the holdup?
I was livid.
Why don't you tell the listeners what time you want to be there when the park opens at 11 o'clock?
You want to be there at 10:40.
In line.
And you want to stay till closing. But
Carrie, I can't believe it.
But you know what? This was a gift, and I'll just put it out there. This trip to KD was a gift from Robert and Julia for Father's Day.
They paid
for tickets. They met me there. They spent the day. It was great. But it didn't stop me from seeing young men yelling each other and calling them a very inappropriate name for a cat for not wanting to ride the drop tower.
You pussy.
Get on it, you pussy. So these are all things I saw. You can mark these off your King's Dominion bingo
board. Older brother and younger brother.
They were about 70.
Yeah.
Okay, this was my
five-year-old twins.
Mike, when you go to the when you go to the Congo village and you're by the anaconda and the little charming child screams, "But I don't want chicken fingers."
Fine food.
Oh, punch it off, especially when you see on your bingo board over enthusiastic public displays of affection between young teenagers.
Oh.
Just standing in the midway naked.
Well, I mean, that to me would depend on the quality of the teens.
Well, they were young teens, it's no good.
We're people's parents.
Yeah, Mike, put your bingo dauber on the square that says prize pigs walking around the park with big bags of stuffed animals.
Let me ask this about the KD, as we like to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever see any attractive people there?
Occasionally.
Was there anybody?
A cousin that's visiting the family.
I think sometimes they get some good college students in there.
Like a mom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not so much the moms, I don't think.
No.
Also, the prize pigs, Mike, that carry the big bags of stuffed animals, sometimes they've won like a ball, so they're bouncing it as they're carrying their big bag, which always invariably pisses me off.
You don't go for like the carnival stuff, right?
No, I do sometimes. I do that sometimes. I like the rides, though.
What's your rides? What's your go-to ride?
My favorite ride there is the Grizzly, which is a great wooden
coaster.
And they
still let you on the Grizzly?
Yeah, as long as I can fit.
Okay.
Yeah. Are there any rides that you've DQ'd yourself out of?
No, I've always been able to do it. I always have been able to do it. Sometimes it's been tough. You know, it was...
No, he asked, are there any other rides that besides the Grizzly?
Oh,
that you can't go on anymore.
That you used to be able to. Be honest, please.
No, I don't think so.
Are there rides you won't even you won't get on the Avalanche bobsled if that's still there because it's it's tight.
No, the Avalanche bobsled that's got lots of space. Okay. That's easy.
Okay, all right. Is the Grizzly a tight fit?
The Grizzly, you know what, was tighter last time than it was this time.
Okay. So I
think you take like the front seat where there could be two people in there, right?
No. Actually, I believe legend has it, at least at Busch Gardens, the sixth row is the fat guy row. So you want to go in the sixth row if you have it.
So do you go to the sixth row?
At Busch Gardens, I have. I haven't been to Busch Gardens in a long time.
Well, what about KD, for God's sake?
KD, I fit on the ride.
That's free for all?
Yeah. It's, you know, you have to put a little pressure on the bar sometimes, but I can do it.
Are you ever embarrassed that someone has to help you push down?
Every day.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's mostly at work, not so much
at the park.
That's
just going to the bathroom. Someone helping him push down.
The tightest fit ever for me was Space Mountain at Disney World.
Disney rides are teeny tiny.
Almost had to get off that
little
one.
Little people.
Right. Also, Mike, didn't have to wait long, but I heard it all day. Someone behind you in line saying, "I'm glad we got into line when we did."
Yeah, yeah.
Idiots.
It's so nasty. Yeah. Any stink?
Oh, lots of stink, yes.
Okay, that's so gross.
Rascal
Such
Scooters.
Such a pandemic farm, it seems. Like, you know,
I saw three masks in the park.
But they don't check or anything
that,
right?
No. Mm-mm.
I mean, people that are not, I would assume there are people that were there that weren't vaxxed.
Mike, of course.
It's a theme park. Yeah. Okay.
I gave distance to everybody. Okay. Rascal Scooters that are parked perpendicular to block the flow in a line. Love that. Mark that on your mark. Also, this is a classic. This is really the center square on your bingo board. And Old Virginia, by the two main water rides, the Whitewater Canyon and the Log Flume, always find a teenager seated by the fake Liberty Bell, wringing their socks out. That's a winner.
Did your daughter and son come alone, or they bring their boyfriend, girlfriend?
Robert brought two friends, and Julia came alone because she's in Richmond, so she's only 20 minutes away.
Sweet.
That's cool.
Also, Mike, I'm winding up here, so I'll just let you know a couple things quick. There was the big end of summer or midsummer festival, Carnival. And so occasionally you would see lone Carnival characters just strolling through the park, like playing a drum or a tambourine.
But on the cheap, right?
All these costumes were from something else.
They have any Up With People shows or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, the Carnival Festival at the end of the day while you're buying all your food from different countries. But we had a bit that we got that I should say that they've loosened the restrictions, and now you can walk around the park with a beer. Which is nice.
Now you're in heaven. How many beers did you have?
I think I had four throughout the whole day.
40.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but because they're $12 each. But the thing is that when we got to a game, because Carrie had a couple beers too, whenever we saw a lone strolling Carnival character, we'd go, "Character!" and wave. And they would wave back to us.
Character?
Like, character! Also, character. Mike, mark on your bingo card if you have random smell of vomit. It just happens sometimes.
What time did you... So you arrived at 1:30. What time did you get out of the park?
A little before 8. They closed at 8. We left. We didn't want to hit... And so,
that's a strong
short day.
Day
for you.
Yeah, it was. And at Carnival, they celebrated the food of France, Germany, China, Spain, Italy, and India. The best food was at the French window where they were selling sliders. And I said, "This is French."
Who tapped first? Who said, "Maybe it's time to go home"?
Oh, that's a good question.
Julia wanted out.
Atta girl. And, she's evolved. She is the evolved Spiewak.
She truly is.
And Mike, for Carnival.
Did Robert complain about leaving?
No, he was okay. He was busy all day. And Carnival appears to employ most of the VCU theater department. That's what I saw. I saw a lot of students in costumes working hard. And I close with this. When we were at Carnival, and I was in line to get a crepe at the French food station, because you buy your tastes, and you have QR code, and a guy comes up to me and he says, "Pardon me, I really hate to bother you, but are you Rob Spiewak?"
Oh.
And I said, "Yes, I am." He says, "I am so pleased to meet you. I listen to you guys every day. My name is Norman. I really don't want to bother you. I know you like King's Dominion."
Bates?
No, it was not Norman Bates. He specifically said he wasn't Norman Bates. He said, "Mike has talked about how you like King's Dominion and you're a big guy, and I wasn't sure it was you, and I feel kind of weird approaching you until I got close and saw your Birkenstocks, and I knew it had to be you."
There you go.
So I want to shout out to Norman.
Look, Gary, I'm famous.
And, hey, Norman, thank you. That was a great update. Thank you, Rob. That was fun.
And I want you to know that if you ride a Birkenstock on the Whitewater Canyon, it gets slimy.
That's so exciting.
Hello, King's Dominion.
Oh, man, I love it. You did the whole recap. Now I don't have to go. It's fantastic.
And you were gonna.
It's like you were there.
I was planning, you know, absolutely. It's a long drive from Florida. You go by those lesser parks in Orlando. We have to take a break. When we come back, we'll have the digital dumpster.
Maybe something else sucks around here.
People suck. People suck.
people suck.
Now, I know I've done this before, but I want to try it again. A new idea to replace the mailbag.
People suck.
Has someone done something that just so gets under your skin that complaining to your partner or your children or anybody in your room or your close friends just isn't enough? Someone who's done something so egregious
you need
and
more.
It's such a violation of your social norms that you want to scream it.
Here's what we do, folks, is you email me, Rob with two B's, rob@mikeomarashow.com. Make sure you write in the subject line.
People suck, people suck, people suck.
That's it. People suck. Still getting traction on the people suck letters, and we are very happy with that. So we're going to keep doing that. Keep sending your letters about people suck to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. We got a decent crop of letters this time.
We need a couple more. I want you to think of the bar of the man with the burrito the size of the head on the plane. That's a good bar.
That's a real top.
So
top
what you need to do is you
suck.
Need to really go deep, folks. Find out why people really suck, and tell us why.
Yeah, if somebody pisses you off, it can be anonymous.
It can.
You
absolutely.
Don't need to give us names.
It. Yeah, I encourage.
Very, very good. You can't help but feel a little relieved. Things are starting to feel more normal this summer. God, I hope so.
Yeah.
Even when normal means sand in your shorts. Yeah. Oh, itchy. When you download Best Fiends, your brain can feel like it's laying on the beach all year long, without the crowds, the bugs, the screaming kids, and the itching.
Oh, hideous.
Probably plenty of itching at KD. The literally thousands of levels in Best Fiends, it's a wonderful puzzle game. Make your brain feel like it's on summer holiday, no matter where you are. Best Fiends is way more fun than the other matching puzzle games out there. It's one of those games that makes 30 minutes feel like 30 seconds, and it's totally free to download. Thousands of fun puzzles to solve. There's something new every day. Rob is on level 3940, but there's plenty more to go.
Mike, level 3940, yes. It's called Under Pink Pressure.
Yes.
You need to kill 5 slugs. That's easy.
Watch out.
What's getting me is the 7 owls.
Mm-hmm.
The owls are tough, but I'll get them. I'll get them.
Those damn pesky owls.
Very wise. There's very wise.
So much to love about this game. Give it a try. You'll love it as much as Rob does. I guarantee it. Download the 5-star rated puzzle game Best Fiends. Free today on the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends, F-I-E-N-D, Fiends. Do it today, and now let's open up the dumpster because we're running short on time. Who's
I wonder
in
who's in there.
That's the way it is. Monday, February 26, 1979. This is Walter Cronkite, CBS News. Good night.
He doesn't even know what day it is.
Walter, I miss him. I really, really
Mr.
miss
Believable.
Him. Oh, America's grandfather, Walter Cronkite. You don't even remember Walter Cronkite, do you, Oscar?
Yeah, he was the first guy to be the KFC guy, right?
That's exactly right.
That's it. That, you had it right. Way to go.
Exactly.
Very good.
And
good
you didn't give us a lot of Olympic coverage,
Walter
Mike, so.
Cronkite is an American newsman.
That's the way it is.
Who now has the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.
Yeah, isn't that amazing
and
that he put his name on that one, and now they're all out there doing Molly.
And when JFK was assassinated, he was on television telling the world,
that got
he was
emotional.
Assassinated.
One of the greatest pairs of news footage is to watch him report that, and then to follow it his report of the moon landing.
Yes,
it's such
he
a
got,
great
took the glasses
moment.
Off for that.
Yeah,
too.
That's awesome.
Oh boy.
Yeah. And after the show, when the mics are closed, Mike, I'll tell you a dirty joke that was allegedly told by Walter Cronkite.
I think you'll enjoy. Hear it.
All right. You covered some Olympic stuff, but I thought you might want to know how we're doing as far as winners and losers. So we have for the second day the heavy metal count.
USA, 8 gold medals. Japan, 8 gold medals.
I like this guy. I like the guy.
Pony and I have a pool, a secret pool, as to when you're going to tire of it and blow it up. But
I don't know. I like
in our
that.
Answers.
So far, it's just the way he buries the metal thing.
Yeah,
I think works
he does
for
a good
me.
Job. Yeah, so I saw you post last night on social media about LeVar Burton on Jeopardy.
Yeah, and then he self-described that he had a rough first outing.
Yeah.
But his cadence, I liked. But he was too he was nervous and it showed. So I don't know. I mean, we'll see what happens.
He discussed on Good Morning America his take on his first time out.
For me, you know, my standard of excellence is so intense that my initial approach was to try and be as good as Alex was. Of course, I realized right away that was an impossibility. The man had 37 years to perfect his mastery. And I came back after shooting the first show. My wife, Steph, is also my makeup artist, so she was able to be there during COVID protocols. And I came back after taping the first episode, and I said, "So how did I do?" She said, "It wasn't you." So, you know, thank God for marrying a woman who will tell you the truth, what you need to know.
I'm a LeVar Burton fan, and he did a podcast where he read short stories that I listened to because I like the way he talks.
All right.
And
I think that's why important. I want to see LeVar Burton do well. I think he wants it. He has made no secret about the fact that he wants it. I think that he will get better and better and better, and I think he loves the gig. And if he ups the game, I'll be watching tonight. If he ups the game again, I think that I think he might be a winner. He has the Alex Trebek cadence,
yes,
which works really well. It just takes some time. That's not easy to do. Just keeping track of everybody, that's hard to do. I think he can do very well. So I'm rooting for him.
And also, from what I hear, I did not see last night because I didn't get home in time, but he had the three stupidest contestants in the history of the game, and that doesn't
help. They weren't stupid. They just were humorless, and they were not going to give him any help. That lady that talked about rappelling down a building was just a bag of water. But we'll see what happens. And like the listener said, maybe I said it first. I don't know. Maybe he said it. Yeah. As long as Slicky McSlickerson, the producer, doesn't get the gig, I'm very happy about that. We'll see what happens.
All right. In any of your weddings, I know. I don't know. My wedding, I didn't have it. And I don't know, because we can go to Oscars. No. Right? Did any of you have the thing where if anyone objects to this man taking this woman, speak now or forever hold your peace?
I think that I had it.
Did you?
Yeah. And I was hoping my brother would pipe up. But
I didn't have it in mine.
I was so high.
Didn't you shoot heroin with Jim Amato?
It was, I don't know what the substance was. That's how high I was.
That was a callback.
Yeah.
This is pretty good. This is a wedding, and this is all about timing.
May not be joined in matrimony. Should declare it now.
Hey, the dog barked.
Oh, the dog.
That's stupid.
That's funny.
Now, in Jacksonville, the Jaguars have a quarterback controversy brewing. Mm. Their current, or the quarterback they had last year, was a guy named Gardner Minshew, and he doesn't want to be the backup. And he stated emphatically that he's got to be number one.
I'll tell you this, man, in preparation for the competition, I haven't taken a in weeks. It's not an option for me. Number two is not an option.
Number two is not an option for him.
I like him. He's got a lot of swagger. He's got to play better.
And let's close with this. Thinking of the medal count, we started with the medal count of the Olympics. I thought of an old Seinfeld clip that I like. And I know we're all Seinfeld fans.
Of course.
So we close with Jerry.
I think if I was an Olympic athlete, I would rather come in last than win the silver. If you think about it, you know, you win the gold, you feel good. You win the bronze, you think, well, at least I got something. But you win that silver, that's like, congratulations, you almost won. Of all the losers, you came in first of that group. You're the number one loser. No one lost ahead of you.
Kind of something to think about. That's
it's
the
true.
Digital dumpster.
Mm-hmm. And enjoy the Olympics, everybody.
Good day, everybody.
Hey, did you have a turkey leg while you were at King's Dominion?
No, because I was at Carnival.
you were having sliders.
I had the sliders. The best thing at Carnival were the dumplings at the Chinese food truck. They were pretty good.
There you go. That's food at the beginning, food at the end of the show.
Yeah.
You can eat. That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow with a bit of...
How's
that?
Let
me try that again. We'll be back tomorrow with another new episode of The Mike O'Berry Show. Thanks to Paul Blair, Christine Blair did a great job talking about New Jersey food. Foods of New York, with half of them in New Jersey. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. And
Mike,
we'll
they
see
got
you next
great
time.
Lasagna in Delaware.
There you go. That's it. Sicilian pizza in Philly. We'll see you tomorrow. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out The Michael Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MichaelMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
But why did they use them to make Brando?
Because Brando's got extra legs.
Hark! I hear the cannons roar. Is it the king approaching?
Seven chipmunks twirling on a branch, eating lots of sunflowers on my uncle's ranch. You know that old children's tale from the sea?
Ow! We got a bleeder!